This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
Often said that America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. What works for us? You know, we need a lot of energy to make America go, that's for sure. Keep the lights on, keep the trucks moving, keep the trains rolling, all of that. A lot of cheap energy to make it possible. One of those partners here in Michigan, DTE Energy, as I was just mentioning with my next guest before we came on, I'm a client, and so I work with DTE for many, many years. Nancy Moody joining me, the Vice President of Public Affairs for DTE. Nancy, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning, Steve, and thank you.
Glad to have you here. So many things going on. You know, energy has been above the fold in conversations for a variety of reasons in the last few years, more so than I think it used to be. I think it's out front. People want to know, you know, what the energy means to the environment, what it means to people, how do we, you know, make cities cleaner and take care of different things. And I know here in Michigan, you've made some moves that will reduce carbon emissions. A lot of coal-fired power plants are being scaled back or shut off altogether as we turn to natural gas and other sources for electricity. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? Bring me up to speed.
Well, we are doing many things, and that we are, in fact, in many ways leading the way on the environmental front. And that happened through our announcement 1 year ago that we would reduce our carbon footprint by more than 80% by the year 2050. And to get there, we definitely need to build many more renewables. We need to help everyone understand how they can actually reduce their energy usage. And we are indeed shutting down old coal-burning power plants, and we will be building one new natural gas combined cycle plant.
So let me ask you this, because this is a question that comes up quite often. And I know north of the border in Ontario, rates there have increased as a result of some of the moves they've made there. What are you doing at DTE to make sure that you can scale back the coal, increase renewables, look to natural gas as a primary source of energy without hitting the consumers too hard? How do we get there?
Right. That's the balance we have to reach. And our group did a tremendous amount of modeling before we ever made this bold move to go to such a huge carbon reduction. And how we do that really is with the offset of energy efficiency. So teaching people how to use less energy is one of the ways that we do it, and doing it, building what we're building in a really systematic and well thought out with progress over time in our build out is how we do the rest of it. But it's a very good question. The balance is not easy.
All right, fair enough. One of the things I see here that I identify with, Nancy Moody here, the DTE Vice President of Public Affairs, is that you guys spend a lot of time getting your hands dirty. And what I mean by that is apparently, this is news to me, you guys have planted something on the order of 20 million trees in Michigan. 20 million. And that's quite a feat. That's a lot of dirty hands, Nancy.
Well, we have indeed done that. And, you know, that is also part of the carbon reduction strategy, because the trees themselves actually sequester carbon. And so it is our natural friend in this challenge that we've taken on. We also have, across the state of Michigan, a very large part of our workforce that volunteers their time, and many of our employees love to volunteer on the environmental front. So we're proud in both cases.
I see that your employees, in fact, when speaking of volunteering, 56,000 hours by DTE employees last year alone to serve 567 different nonprofits. I mean, you guys, you plant trees, you do a lot when it comes to volunteering and working for charities as well. That's 56,000 hours. That's no small feat either.
Yes, and I'll just say we're going to blow that time frame out of the water this year. I mean, we're on a march to world-class volunteerism at DTE Energy, and that will mean that more than 5,000 of our employees are contributing time, and we just know. I think we'll surpass 100,000 hours, maybe this year, but by next year.
Well, and it's a lofty goal, Nancy, and a good one to have. Yeah, it's a lofty goal and a good one to have. And speaking about good places to work, if you go to Forbes magazine, you'll find that on the Fortune 500 companies list of places to work. And this is key because in Michigan here, Nancy, as you probably well know, we talk about all the job opportunities that are out there every day. We have a tremendous boom in the economy right now. And it's not just jobs. It might be careers that are available. Some of those at DTE, and I bring this to the listener's attention for this reason. Fortune Magazine, the Fortune 500 companies that are out there, listed DTE among the 50 best places to work in America. Now, that is impressive to me. One of the top 50 places to work in the entire country right here at DTE.
Well, thank you. And, you know, in reaching that goal, we surpassed big names like Nike, Apple, Walt Disney. We ranked number 7. And I'm telling you, we think we've earned it, but it's a really wonderful place to land that others have recognized it as well.
It certainly is. And again, you know, there's kind of a homecoming going on in Michigan right now. People that left during the difficult times of a decade ago are returning back. And so people that are looking for good careers, good jobs, DTE should be at the top of their list. If it's one of the best places in America to work, according to Forbes, I take that as meaning a lot as we go forward. It's a great place to work and a great place to come back to a foundation here in Michigan. So give me some of the ideas, some of the other things you're doing. We got a couple of minutes here. I mean, we've covered a lot here, but I've got pages and pages of things that DTE is involved with, is contributing to the state, to local communities. I mean, you guys are involved, very involved, all over the playing field.
Well, we really are, and we have as our own aspiration that we'll not only be the best-operated energy company in North America, we will also be a force for growth and prosperity in the communities where we live and serve. And that's really what my entire job is focused on, so we are truly all across the state. We use our employees, our foundation, and our corporate giving in order to support the activities that we're supporting in workforce development, in education. One of the big things that we just did in Detroit was sponsoring FIRST Robotics, which is really an incredible program across the nation that teaches young people about science and technology. So, I mean, we're really active on multiple fronts, but we're very focused on youth, and in particular those in the 16 to 24 age range.
Sure. So when you look at STEM jobs, for example, that's a great place for young people to focus. The sciences, the mathematics, the engineering, that's a great place for people to focus. Plus, there's all sorts. I mean, there are all kinds of jobs out there. You can work out in the field. You can work in the offices. You can work behind the scenes or right out front like you do. I'm impressed with everything that DTE is doing. And I'm going to give you a chance here, Nancy, to get in the last word.
Well, let me just say, I would love for folks to go to our new corporate citizenship website, and that is dteimpact.com. So like our name, dteimpact.com. And there you can see all of the really wonderful things that we're busy doing to impact people, places, progress, and the planet. So thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Nancy, it's really good conversation, really good to hear all the things that DTE is involved with. DTEimpact.com, DTEimpact.com, the place to go find out more about your partner here when it comes to keeping the lights on. Nancy Moody, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Nancy Moody, DTE Vice President of Public Affairs. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.